Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome back to The Download. This is Mark Caro with my good friend Chris Jones filling in for Dustin Kaufman. And we're here in the final hour, the home stretch.
The home stretch, baby. The home stretch.
Here we go. And we're going to bring it back with some laughs and energy and all sorts of good stuff. Chris, who do we have in the studio now?
If you're out there on that freeway hoping to get back after your partying Memorial Day weekend, we're going to keep you awake. That's what we're going to do.
And we've given them snacks, too.
Snacks. We're all fired up here at the
Delicious
here at the Download. We got Mona Aubameyang. I said it right. Aubameyang. That's good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you did okay.
All right.
Did
it. That's good. It's me.
You say it. Okay. I want to hear you say it.
Aubameyang. Like a true Chicago.
Aubameyang.
And we got Mars Timms.
Mars Timms in the place to be. That is Mars like the planet, except with a Z.
You do like comedy and trivia at the same time?
Me at the Comedy Bowl, yeah.
Comedy and trivia?
Yeah, we have at the Comedy Bowl, we've got two stand-ups.
Where's the Comedy Bowl, Chicago?
Diversity River Bowl, if you're familiar. It's one of the oldest establishments in Chicago.
What do you do there?
I host. That's one of my shows I produce. I host, and it's
a very fun show.
Yeah, it is, right? Yeah, he did it recently. And we pick a random subject in terms of coming up with trivia. We've got two comics, trivia on a particular subject like women in sports or flamenco dancing. Mm-hmm. And then we do two more comedians, and then we do a finale of a lip sync contest, and we give out prizes and fun and shenanigans all on a Tuesday.
Yeah, you laugh and learn.
Right. I'm like obsessed with that HQ. Do you ever do the HQ, the thing online? Do you ever do that?
Not online.
It's insane trivia thing where like a million people play, and there's always one question that like kills you.
Which one question? What killed you last?
What killed me last? It was about, oh my God, what was it? Well, there was one about weird universities in Pennsylvania, like which state is not a university in Pennsylvania? It's in California University. There is that university. Indiana University in Pennsylvania,
right?
IUP, right. And then Maryland, which is not the right one. So there's questions like that.
So universities that aren't in the states that they have the name
for. That say they have the name for.
Oh, so
like Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, I was just going to say Miami of Ohio. Yeah, Miami of Ohio is the one.
Our trivia questions are way easier. Give us
an example of one of your trivia questions.
Comedy audiences are way dumber.
Yeah. We really are.
What city are you in?
Basically, I was like,
there would be people that wouldn't get it.
What is breakdancing? You know, and I give like, is it A, B, or C? And they're like, oh, or all of the above. And thankfully, it's like all of the above because some of us are dum-dums.
Yeah.
So I get, you kind of like, it's like herding cats sometimes when it comes to trivia and comedy.
Do they serve alcohol at this thing?
Oh, yeah, they do. By the end of the show, they are brilliant and very happy.
Yeah, they have those big giant things.
Yeah,
they have like big giant tubes of beer that you can get there too. A whole
it's like
day.
A throng of beer.
Are there like people bowling around you while you're doing it?
Well, there's like a restaurant, and then just outside the doors, there is, yes, a full-on bowling alley.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like torture for a comedian.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's horrific. There's been people who have been held up after their show.
Yes.
There's been people who have like...
For the trivia money.
Yeah, for the trivia money, right. It's a fantastic show.
And not to toot my own horn, I am pretty good at trivia, and I have a few friends that I beat all the time at trivia. So whenever you want, Chris Jones, come on.
All right, where do we find you on a regular basis?
On a regular basis, I have my show Pimprov, which is Friday nights at 10:30 at CIC Theater. Yes. Every Friday night for the past 10 years, we are in our 15th year of doing Pimprov. So you can come and check that out. It's an improvised show. It is basically about four pimps that took improv classes at Second City and decided to, hey, let's now do a show.
So this is a fictional idea. There weren't really four pimps.
No, they are not really four pimps. But when I came up with the idea, it was based upon a friend's father who was an ex-pimp. And I was like, what Comedy is about great characters.
So what is the idea exactly?
The idea is that these four pimps, Second City used to have a training class called the Players Workshop.
Yes.
And so pimps consider themselves players. So these four pimps go to the Players Workshop thinking they're going to learn how
thinking
to be like
pimp school.
Yeah, it's pimp school. And it turns out they're improv classes. And they're like, we took these classes. Now we're pimps. We're going to make money. So they do the show instead.
All right. So what's a good pimp joke? One of these characters, give us something they would respond to.
Well, my character is Grand Finale because, ladies, after me, there is no one else. And I go all the world. I am an international man. We have all sorts of aliases. We have there's a pimp named Max Strong, Prince Midas, Papa Bear. We have so many different aliases that we go by, and it's a fun show. Again, we've been doing it for 15
years. So how is it structured? Like, the pimps just talk to each other, or what?
The first show we ever did was basically the pimps. We went out on stage, and we had our outfits on, and we just made fun of each other for 20 straight minutes. And the audience thought it was funny, but the show has evolved from there, and so now we
kind of needed to.
Yeah, we needed to. So now... our intros are up top where we introduce the audience to who we are as characters. Then from there, we do some long form scenes. And then from there, we go down into short form scenes. And because we're pimps, we're able to break that fourth wall, go out into the audience, talk to the ladies. And again, it's all for a good cause because we donate money to domestic abuse shelters located throughout the country, wherever we perform at. So, yeah.
Well, we've been handing out these, we've been eating these snacks and sweets and snacks, chips and stuff all evening, and you what would your pimp react to, because you just had the kimchi pork rinds, and I want to hear you improvise some pimp humor about what you just ate.
Look, pimping, I'm from the west side of Chicago, and the only thing I know about pork rinds is you throw hot sauce on them, but now you got these old uppity hipster pork rinds, Korean kimchi barbecue, they fried in sunflower oil. Come on, man, who's frying pork rinds in sunflower oil, man. That's great. You got to put them with pig fat and then some hot sauce on them, Louisiana, and not these old hipster hot sauces either. I'm not talking about Tabasco sauce or Sriracha or anything like that. I'm talking straight Louisiana. Crystals.
Big old bucket of
one. Big old, that's right. You got to go to Aldi's to get good hot sauce.
Yeah.
And on that note, we are going to go to commercial. We will be right back. And I want to hear more about what Mars and Mona are doing in the Second City show you got coming up. So we'll be right back after a break. Welcome back to The Download. It's Mark Caro here with Chris Jones. We are filling in for Justin Kaufman, winding down this long Memorial Day weekend. And we got some funny people with us.
Yeah.
Mars Timms and, all right, I'm going to get it, Mona Abermishan.
You did. Yeah, you were close.
Very
That's
smooth. Very yes. smooth.
Abermishan.
Abermishan.
Abermishan. So I didn't really get it. I still was wrong. I was on the one and the
polite.
Three and not the two and the
just
four.
Just being polite.
Abermishan. That's the way you say it is so much better anyway.
You've lived all over the world, I see.
I have, yeah.
Where have you lived?
I've lived in Oberkirch, Germany, Berlin, Germany. I've lived in Windhoek.
What did Germans
Namibia?
Laugh? What do Germans laugh at?
They have
sense of humor?
They laugh at us. They laugh at the fact. No, I don't want to go into that. They're very funny. Actually, you know what? The scene is thriving. There's a couple of Chicagoans here that I've worked with that are going out there, and I have relationships with them in Berlin, and the comedy scene is really coming up. And what's dope is that it's rooted in Chicago, and so it's bilingual. So the scene in Germany that's doing comedy has a root in Chicago, and it's English and German coming
up. That's the stand-up you're talking about.
Stand-up comedy, yeah, and improv as well.
Oh, right. Speaking of improv, so you guys are working with the Second City on this new big comedy festival. Tell us about that. Breakout. When's that coming up?
It's coming up June 6th through 9th at Second City at the Up Comedy Club there that they have at 230 North Wells.
Right, upstairs.
Third floor.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually the fourth annual. This is the fourth time we're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's what are you doing? You're doing stand-up sets? Or
yes.
It's like a breakout comedy festival.
It'll be a lot of stand-up sets. There's the 6th, the Bob Curry Fellowship. They're going to be doing more sketch and improv in their show on that Wednesday the 6th.
Yeah.
Then Thursday the 7th. Saturday. Those are the stand-up comedy shows.
So who is the comedian's comedian? Like, who do you guys, in that festival, who do you think is going to be the next, like, the really hot thing? Who's your,
Pick one.
Not allowed to pick yourself.
One of the coolest parts about being a Chicago comic is that we are the root of comedy. So again, mm-hmm. when I've lived and performed all over the world, and when they introduce me as a Chicago comedian, and I come out as a Chicago comic. Yeah. So this festival has that roots. We've got comedians on this festival that are coming out from LA, New York, DC. We've got Godfrey hosting it. We've got a local guy, Asad Osman, mm-hmm. and Asad performs all over the world.
David Pompey is coming back.
Godfrey's coming. You got Chicago natives that are like
T Murph, you have Calvin Evans, Aaron Branch, so many.
Come on, like, you're not asking about one. Who is the hot? Who is the who do you like?
It's
the
not
best?
About it's the hot is the ticket. You buy that ticket for that showcase. Right. Yeah, like real talk. Like I watch comedy constantly. I can't wait.
Here's the thing. Yeah. What you're going to want to do is get yourself a ticket to every show of this festival because you cannot go wrong.
Yeah, you remember the Rat Pack? Remember the Rat Pack?
Yes.
It was the best of the best come together, right?
Yep.
And you're like, the ticket for that would be all your greats. You get to watch them all together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this festival's about. And you want me to sell it more than that? We can't because we're can't wait.
Alex Kumin, you got Shannon Noll. My girl Shannon Noll is going to be there.
So you've got, black, white, purple, gay, straight, Muslim,
everything.
Non-Muslim, a Palestinian, mm-hmm. not Palestinian. You've got every ethnicity on this lineup of the great comedians that are working throughout the country.
Stephanie Bronco.
This is like the Uber pitch. This is the greatest pitch in the history of WGN radio.
The elevator has to go two floors.
There's so much good comedy in Chicago. You know, Christian's been around here long enough doing all these shows. I mean,
you got
Anthony Bonazzo, Joel Boyd.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Lauren Walker.
And this is all stand-up, not improv.
This is
correct?
Stand-up.
The people that I'm naming are stand-up. I know, and a lot of us have done improv as well.
Yes.
So that's the good thing about it. I know David Pompey, that's his big brother.
So the MCs, the hosts are going to be epic on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And then each one of the talent is coming out that's like, I mean, I could tell you why each one of these comedians individually I booked on my show, he's had on his show,
mm-hmm.
and we've seen them work throughout the country, and that they're really worth coming out and watching. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And so, NBC's there just taking notes and judging all of us, which makes it even worse.
Taking notes. I bet they're smelling the future talent.
That's right. They're going to be taking notes and writing checks. That's what I'm looking for.
Has Chicago gotten better at sort of looking at a broader group of people and saying, all right, all these people are funny, you know, and it's just like, you know, like, just, I mean, you were mentioning just like the diverse crowd. Has it become better for, you know, a more diverse crowd to be discovered in Chicago than maybe, you know, 10 years ago or something like that?
Yeah.
I'd say absolutely.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. Chicago is known as the Mecca for comedy.
Yes.
People come to Chicago from all over the world to learn and hone their craft. I know guys that are in New York and in LA that you can't get the stage time that you can get in Chicago. Right.
And also some of our Chicago greats, born and raised here, when they go out to LA and New York and they're working on scripts, they're contacting Chicago comics to help mm-hmm. them write their stuff. So Chicago is not only a place where we become great and it's rooted and it's the Mecca, it's actually now, because industry's coming in with all the TV shows and all the mm-hmm. stuff, it's actually becoming a place you don't want to leave.
Yeah.
So were you born, did you move here or were you born?
I was born on Clark and Addison.
Clark and Addison?
In Wrigley Field.
that's third base side.
My parents met at PETA Inn in a good old nice Jewish neighborhood like Skokie. One's Palestinian, one's English.
Your parents met Dempster. at the PETA Inn on Dempster?
Yep, they fell
in. You are the product of the PETA Inn.
I am falafel. I am your little falafel. Comedy is our life. And in Chicago, again, because so much industry is now coming home to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
again, like you've got from Lil Rel the Black South Side, you've got comedians coming from all over.
Right.
They keep the roots alive here in Chicago, so you're going to love
to come to Chicago. Right, like Key and Peele, I mean, they came here to Chicago.
Yes, I recall them
before
they
went out.
Yes, they did.
Yes. Everybody comes here first.
All of the greats.
Everybody.
So a lot of it is you have these kind of shows that you curate, like your show at the Diversity Bowl.
Yep.
It's like it's a one night a week thing.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people are doing those shows around town at different venues.
It's beautiful because a lot of our colleagues, they mm-hmm. go out to the coast, and one of the things they're finding is they're having difficulty having stage time.
Right.
You don't have stage time, you're not working on your craft. But here in Chicago, we've got different shows from the Pimprov to the Diversity Bowl. And I run a show. I also call it The Riff. It's an open mic where you just, you have to show up, you get on stage, we give you the microphone, and you have to pick a suggestion, and you have to riff for 4 minutes, and it's live open mic. And I've now set up a like a satellite showcase in Cape Town. So Cape Town is got a satellite with Chicago. So the Chicago scene.
Where's
is,
that show if you want to show up for that? Where's that?
That's now it's been moved because Diversity Bowl is going through construction because it's an old ass establishment. Oh, it's going to be Emerald Cafe on the 4th of June, and it's going to be every Monday.
That's a nice spot.
Tell us where Emerald Cafe is. The Emerald Cafe.
On Montrose. On Montrose. And if you don't know, you'll figure it out. You care about comedy, you'll figure it out.
I'm trying to help our listeners out there.
Montrose, just west of Broadway.
Comedy in Chicago is alive and thriving. If you want to do stand-up, if you want to watch stand-up, Second City is your home base. All the comedians you interact with, this city is alive and well, and we're feeding the country with comedy.
So what about your zanies? Do you like working at those sorts of traditional clubs? Are those like a thing
zanies,
to aspire to?
I love doing shows out at the Improv in Schaumburg. That's your A-list comedy club here
in
the Midwest. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was just out there having a lot of fun out there.
What are people laughing at the Improv in Schaumburg?
Were they laughing at the Improv?
Yeah, they're laughing at
Mars Timms, Chris Jones. That's what they're laughing at, Mars Timms.
We also have the Comedy Bar here, Downtown Comedy Bar. Yeah, they're doing great. Both Zanies are doing great.
Laugh Factory is doing well.
All the comedy scene's alive and well. And there's a lot of headliners. Like, I was just working with Angelo Lozada. He opens for Trevor Noah. He's the guy on Trevor Noah. And I was the MC all month at the Comedy Bar. And you literally are in your room, you've got folks from all over the country. That's what's you see here in the Chicago scene is your audience is people coming from everywhere that they just wanted to come and watch stand-up and or improv.
And you guys plan to stay in Chicago.
No doubt.
Mono is like boom on that answer.
I got some projects in the works.
Chicago is my home.
I was born and raised here in the city of Chicago. So I was at Stroger Hospital. I was born there back when it was called the County Hospital. Number one for gunshot wounds, baby. Chicago's always going to be home base, no matter who you talk to that's out there blowing up. Kumail Nanjiani. I mean, he's doing so great. I remember back when he was just first here doing shows. So, yeah, Chicago's still home for everybody that comes through here and hones their craft.
So Mars is leaving. I'm just keeping track.
I'll be here.
All right, so we can see both of you at the Breakout Festival coming right up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So let's give the dates on that again.
June 7th to 9th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the Second City
Up
Comedy Club.
A nice room.
For tickets, for info, you're going to get all the information.
All right, and lots of comics. So you go, you buy a ticket, you see a lot of comics.
Yes. If there is a ticket to see every single show, that's what you need to do.
All right,
Thursday through Saturday night.
Healing, especially right now, we all need healing through laughter, and that's where you're going to find it.
All right,
thanks so much for stopping by,
you guys.
Thanks for having me,
Mars Timms and Mona. A Burmishan.
Yeah!
Awesome. We'll be right back.